For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When this death sentence is carried out, I'll be sitting on the front row with a box of popcorn, eagerly waiting for him to take his last breath on earth.
Nassau County Sheriff Bill Leeper following an 11-1 verdict sentencing Patrick McDowell to death for the 2021 murder of Deputy Joshua Moyer's death row awaiting this cop killer. It's been an incredibly emotional last several days in Yulee and throughout the Nassau County community. Live team coverage continues with Action News Jax Alexis Clevenger. Do we know yet when the judge will ultimately impose that verdict?
At this time, the judge still has to make that final decision on whether Patrick McDowell will get the death sentence, but a date has not been disclosed just yet. Now, the jury came back with a verdict last night recommending Patrick McDowell be sentenced to death. Again, the trial judge will make the final decision on this. But just before jurors heard closing arguments in the death penalty trial for Patrick McDowell, he himself took the witness stand for the second time, even after his defense team advised not to do so. McDowell still took the stand and said he did not deserve to live. And after about 3 hours of deliberation, the jury voted 11-1, recommending Patrick McDowell get the death penalty for killing Nassau County Deputy Joshua Moyers in 2021.
Yeah, it was such a stunning turn of events just ahead of the closing arguments.
I don't want your mercy, and I definitely don't deserve it. I can't take away the pain I caused, but I can pay for it, so make me pay for it.
Yeah, McDowell telling the jury he's not pleading for sympathy or mercy for killing Deputy Joshua Moyers. We'll certainly be following this story in this case. We sent you multiple alerts and carried the verdict live last evening about 6:30 or so here on 104.5 WOKV News Time 6:43.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.